worked with the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. We thought we would eavesdrop on Philly All Sports Radio and see what they're saying this morning. Let's bring in the Touchdown Brothers.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you.
Thanks,
that's
Troy.
That's the man himself, Troy Aikman.
Jeez, man. I didn't have the heart to tell him that he was probably the third worst quarterback ever to play in the NFL.
I know.
And that's only because Dak Prescott and Tony Romo played in the league. Oh, man.
Hey, by the way, is Don on the phone?
What?
Is Don on the phone? I want a concerted effort around here. I said it last week. At least until the Super Bowl is over, I don't want to hear anybody else from Dallas on the phone.
Yeah, no more Dallas guys.
What are we doing? This is all about Philly.
Troy was promoting the 8 beer, but, you know, I mean, we have to have him on this week of all weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Jeez.
And you're right. He was not that great. I know he won 3 out of 4 Super Bowls, but.
But that's easy.
Yeah, but he's a good announcer. He's good as an announcer.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, he was better than Tony Romo at playing football.
Yeah.
Although that's not saying much. And he's definitely better than Tony Romo in that broadcasting booth.
Oh, my God. What a train wreck. What is that? Is he on acid?
I don't know what's happening to him.
I mean, you know, remember the time when the Eagles beat the Cowboys and Romo by like 40 points, and Romo said, well, if that's the worst thing that ever happened to me, I've had a pretty good life.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that wasn't the worst thing. Apparently, live television's the worst thing that's ever happened to him.
Hey,
oh, man, it's so
you're
bad.
Listening to Jimmy Amendola, Tony Ragu, the Touchdown Brothers. Yeah, we got to thank our last hour's guest, James Patterson. Well, that was an abrupt ending, wasn't
it? Yeah, that was weird.
I don't know what's happening in Tampa that they had to
like
get to so quickly.
Yeah,
and then we had to listen to him for like 12 minutes as he beat his Doberman Pinscher with a newspaper.
That was weird, man.
But
really
anyway,
weird.
Thanks for him for coming on.
Yeah.
Eagles in the bowl, baby.
In the bowl.
Nick Sirianni got the Eagles flying.
Nick Sirianni, man.
I tell you, this is going to be the most lopsided Super Bowl. What? Oh, my God.
What is the line, by the way?
My
because
goo-on.
That's like the only interesting thing about this matchup with the Chiefs is the loin.
The what? The loin?
The loin.
Like a pork loin or?
No, the loin. Is it like Eagles
the
minus 40?
Oh, the loin!
The loin!
Oh,
what do you think I'm talking
I thought
about?
You were saying loin, and I was like, what? No, you're talking about the loin.
Yeah, I think it's Eagles minus 40, isn't it?
It's either 40 or 41, whatever
it takes.
That
makes it somewhat interesting.
But I tell you what, I mean, this is unbelievable. This is going to be a big blowout game.
Yeah.
I'm real happy that we're going.
We're
going
to be doing a show the entire week next week from Phoenix.
Radio Row.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we're going to mess with some of these Dallas stations that they show up there.
Oh, yeah, they better. Why would they go? Dallas doesn't go to the Super Bowl.
I don't know, but they keep sending their people there. I don't understand.
Why would they send the radio station there if the team never goes?
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
But we will mess with them.
Hey, what's it? What do you call that thing that you have all the time?
That you have or that you do all the time? Or
yeah. It's
fought?
Like...
You talking about fought?
No.
Breathe?
No.
Eat cheesesteak?
No.
Praise Bon Jovi?
No.
Hate the Cowboys?
No. Yeah,
tell
but
your,
no.
Tell your girl that you're sorry, but that it's probably the alcohol and you get some blue pills?
No. No, it's...
Belch?
No.
Look at tentacle porn?
No. What?
Do all the stuff?
Yeah, do all the stuff.
Okay, do all the stuff.
That's what I'm doing. Doing all the stuff to get ready to go. I got my Jaws jersey. I got my Bill Boogie jersey, Nick Foles jersey, one pair of khakis and 2 pair of underwear.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm good for
that
the
That is
week.
The thing that I am talking about. Hey, we got to go to the phones here.
All right.
Let's go to Sal in Midland.
Sal.
You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing?
Pretty good, Sal.
Let me ask you something, Sal. What the hell is this? It's misprinted on our screen.
Yeah.
It says you're in Midland.
Midland.
WTF Midland.
Well, that is correct. And I've got quite the stories for you two guys.
All right.
The good news is I'm going to see our Eagles in the Super Bowl.
That's what I like to hear.
There's going
to
be so many Eagle fans there. It's going
to
be like the late Southwest.
The bad news is I finished last in my fantasy footballs leagues, so I'm having to bet payoff here, and I'm having to take the bus from Philadelphia's all the ways to Phoenix, and that's why right now I'm in Midlands, Texas.
Oh, my God.
Midlands, Texas.
Oh, Midlands, Texas. Is, what is the story there? I mean, gosh, when did you leave Philly?
Left Philly's on Wednesdays at 12 midnight.
Nah.
And I've been driving ever since. We've made a couple of bus changes along the ways.
Yeah.
And in Dallas, I had to change buses, and I got on a really crowded bus.
Yeah.
And there's some weird guys. He's like a real weirdo or something.
Everybody from Dallas is weird.
They're so weird down there.
Yeah,
but it's weird because everybody seems to know who he is, and I overheard him bragging to the guys next to him that he's a sports radio superstar in Dallas.
I don't think they have any of those down there.
I don't think they exist.
Every radio station is so tired down there.
Good God.
But I got the really funniest plan that I came up with over the last couple of hours, and I want to bounce it off you.
All right.
I'm going to tiptoes down the aisles, and I'm going to sneak up behind this Dallas radio stars.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to sneak and jump around the corner where he's sitting, and I'm going to say, "Do your Cowboys suck or what?"
The wheels on the bus, baby!
Oh, this is great! This is great! All right, coming up next, Discord Zone, Justin Montemayor comes on to share with us his intricate recipe for Randall Cunningham-inspired nachos. That's next on the Touchdown Broncos.
I don't know what the Dallas. What are we doing? Yeah, you can imagine they're going to be pretty pumped Super Bowl week.
Sound like they already are.